We are learning Masechta Yevamah, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, and we're beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph. Talk to Mishnah. Omru loy meisa ishtecha. They told him his wife died. V'nosa achoisa me'avia. And therefore he went ahead and married her sister. This sister was from her father's side. Meisa. They told her now that this wife died. V'nosa achoisa me'ima. Now he married her sister from her mother's side, which means that his first wife and third wife are not related. His first wife and second wife were sisters from the father, and the second wife and third wife were sisters from the mother. So the first and third were not related. Mesa, the third wife, married her sister from her father's side. The fourth wife died, and now he married her sister from her mother's side. And what happened was, after marrying five different ladies, it turns out they're all really alive. Kul kayamos. So the halacha is, he could stay with three other wives. Mutar bereshayno uveshlishus vechamishus. He could stay married to the first one, that was his original wife. And he could stay married to the third one, because the third one's not related to the first one. He allowed to marry the third one. But the second one, who's a sister of his first wife, even though it's only sister from, only half-sister, only from the father, but it's not type of exclusion, now they married to her. And the fourth wife also, he can't stay married to. Why not? Because the fourth wife is related to his third wife. But the chamish is a mutter. So his mutter bereshayna v'shlishus v'chamishus u'peteres sarasayim. And if he dies without children, and someone, one of his brothers does yibon, any one of his three, pat is the other one, because they're all three of his wives. But he is also to stay married to the second wife and the fourth wife, because they are sisters of his wife. And if one of the brothers does yibum, one of those two, the second wife or the fourth wife, not part of the real yibum. And now is a new case. If he married the second wife after the misa of the rishayna, after the first one taka died, then the halacha is a little bit different. You move everyone up. Mutter b'shniya ravias. Then the halacha is his mutter and the second wife and the fourth wife, because the second wife is his original wife now, because the first wife died. And then the shlishus is related to the second wife, so it's not a type of exclusion. But the revius is not related, so it's fine. Or pateras are the same. Then if he dies, if you do even to either the second or the fourth wife, it's halacha is that it works, because both Israel's wife. But also, he's also in the third wife and the fifth wife. Why? Because they were related to his second wife. The third is related to the second wife. And the fifth is related to his fourth wife. And the bia is not pater tzara, because it's not a good yibum, because it's not really his wife. Akaponim, the side you have to know is that achois ishta is not teifis kedushin, but it could be a case where it's the first one is not related to the third. For example, the first wife is sisters from the father to the second wife, and the second wife is sisters to the third wife through the mother. So it turns out the third wife has a different mother than the first wife, and therefore they are not related. A different mother and a different father than the first wife, so they're not related. The last case of the Mishnah is a new case. Ben Teisha Shonav Yem Echad. Let's say Reuven dies. Reuven had one wife. Reuven died. And he has a brother. He has a few brothers. He has brothers that are Gedolim. He has brothers that are Katanim. So the Ben Teisha Shonim Yem Echad, which his Bia is counted as a Bia, but he's not a Godol yet to do Yibum Midaraisa. According to Rashi, to do Yibum Midaraisa, you have to be a Godol, and he's only 9 years old. So Halacha is Ben Teisha Shonim Yem Echad, they decide he'll do Yibum on Reuven's wife. So now, once he does Yibum, the other brothers, even though the Gedolim, can't do Yibum anymore, because he passed them. Just like the Halacha is, if one of the brothers does Maimer to Reuven's wife, the other brothers now cannot consummate a Yibum, cannot do Yibum. Here also, the 9-year-old did Bia, he passed them. It's Ben Teisha V'Echad who poisal the Achim. He passes now the Yavama to the other brothers. V'Achim poisal Yodai. And furthermore, if the Ben Teisha did Bia with this Yavama, and then the other brothers came ahead and did Maimer afterwards, or Chalitza, a passel it to him. Even when he gets older, he can't stay with her, because since he didn't really do a Yibum Deraisa, it could still become passel. So, his Bia passes to the other brothers. But Achim, Achim do anything afterwards, passels to him. But the difference is, Ella, who passel Tchila, his psul only happens if he's the first one to do it. Va'achim, even if it happens before or afterwards, they passel her to him. Ketzat, Ben Teshav Yemecha Shabal Yibimtoi, a 9-year-old that was bought on the Yavama, Posel Aide Achim. The brother is now a Posel. Bo La Achim, the brothers were bought on her after. The Ben Teshav was bought on her, Vosu, or Bosu Vamaymer, or Nostagat Acholzu, Paisel Yod, becomes Posel to him. And the Gemara will elaborate a little more on the status of his 9-year-old. Akapatam, that's the halacha of the end of the Mishnah. Zok to Gemara. The Gemara have a small Gemara on the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah had a case that someone was married to 5 different women, and they related different ways. There was the first and second related, second and third related, third and fourth related, and fourth and fifth related. And then it said, in that case, the first, third, and fifth wives are mutter. The other two are related, so it's not mutter. And then we have a case where he married the Shnia Acha Misr Shoina. All of them were after Misr Shoina. Or Rav Sheish is a simple terrorist. Acha Misr Shoina is Vadai. That second case of a Mishnah that says, in Baal Shnia Acha Misr Shoina means there, she taka died. The first case was a mistake. But the second part of the Mishnah was a case where the recent taka died. So when you married the Shnia, it was Chal. So now it's a whole different set of rules. So now the third and the fifth are also because the third is not chal and the fourth is chal and the fifth is not chal. So that's why that's the case. The achamisa shenavade after the first one takadar. Now we go discuss the ben teisha shanim. B'tzeinu the mishnah ben teisha shanim ben v'yemechad who paisa the acha. Zok the gemara. Ben teisha shanim v'yemechad. You have a boy who is 9 years old. Tchila pasul b'soifle pasul, which was a v'yinah mishnah, which sounds like this. If the 9-year-old is bought on the Yavama first, and now one of the Gedolim want to do Yivam, too late. He passed her already. But if one of the other brothers did Yivam, or Maimer, and now the Ben Tes is bought on her, it does not pass her to the Acha. That's what it sounds like. V'reit Gemara Kasha, V'atoni Rav Zvid Bar Oishya, Ha'oyse Maimer B'Yavimtoin. Rav Zvid asked a kasha. The Gemara has a kasha from a brayse that Rav Zvid brought down. The brayse says like this: you have here one of the gedolim, the brothers that were gedolim. Did maimer means kedushin derabanan, which means by yivama. Really, the right way to do yivam is with bia. Now, if you give kedushin, it's midrabanan the kinyan. So he did a kinyan. He did a maimer. Va'achakach ba achiv shu ben teshar v'yemechad aleha. Afterwards, the 9-year-old came and had bia with this yivama. Pasla. It passes her to the gadol who did maimer. So you see that even b'soif, even not b'tchila, the ben test passes her. So Mara says, you're right, Amri. Be a pasul fill of b'soif. If a ben test does bia, it passes even b'soif. Maimer, if the ben test gives kedushin, tchila pasul b'soif l'pasul. That means that a 9-year-old, even though he doesn't really have the koyach to kedushin, he's at the katan, but his maimer does work. Otu, his bia works, at least midrabanan, at least maybe even midraisa, but since his bia works, so we set out the katan, his maimer works also. So that his maimer works only b'tchila, not b'saif. And the Gemara explains, Amri, bia possible, b'saif, maimer tchila possible, b'saif l'apostle. That bia possible is even b'saif, but maimer tchila possible l'apostle. So I break tomorrow, or bia afilo b'saif possible. Our Mishnah is not like that. Vaktani says in our Mishnah, Elish hu paisel tchila v'hein tchila v'saif, that a ben test only passes with tchila, and the brothers apostle bein tchila v'saif. Ketzad ben teisha v'yemechad sheba al yevim. This is the case of bia. It's mashma. The case the Mishnah says bia only works with tchila, not b'saif. And for the Gemara, chasuri v'mechad. You're right. You have to add on. You have to adjust the Mishnah. Vaktani ben teisha shana v'yemechad hu paisel tchila v'hein paisel tchila v'saif. He passes if he does from the beginning. But, and they pass the tchila b'saif. But med varmur b'maimer. That's only by maimer. That means, when a katan does maimer, b'tchila, the brothers can't do yibam anymore. But if the other brothers did maimer, and then the katan does maimer, that has no effect. No effect, doesn't do anything. Only works with tchila. Mashen kein bia, even after the brothers maimer, will do something. Ava bia, paisela, tchila b'saif. Keitza, ben tes shon v'yemechad abali vimto, yiposo de'achim. Anytime, if the ben tes before the yibam is finished, then the halacha is that if, let's say, the brother does maimer, the gadol does maimer, even a big brother does maimer, if he, the ben tes comes ahead, does bia, will passel her to the brothers. That's the halacha. So bia works, bia mitchila v'saif, and maimer only works with tchila. Frek demar akasha, umisla maimer klal adiachim, there's such a thing as maimer b'chlal for a ben tes, for a 9-year-old, v'atayim unta b'raisa, ben tes shayim yamechad, hu paisel b'dava echad, he could passel only with one maisa, The Achim could apostle with four different mises. Who poisel the Achim bebia? Only bia, only one mises. Va'achim poisel v'yoda. The Achim apostle the Yavama to him with four different mises: bebia, bemaimer, beget, ubechalitza. All four different mises could work in order to make him apostle to the Bentes, make her apostle to the Bentes. So what do you see from this Bryce? So the Bryce is clearly that he's only poisels one way, only bebia and nothing else. And here we're saying that maimer works for him also. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you pshat. The reason why it says who poisel v'echad is because that's the only one that works saya tchila saya b'soif. Via the apostle and mitchila ben b'soif psikale. This is what it says, that apostles. Maimer, the mitchila apostle, psikale. That's not clear. That's what it says. It only has one kayach apostle that apostles legami at any time. Tchila b'soif. That's via. And the brothers, their four psalm work at any time. That means if the Ben test does Maimer or Bia first, the other brothers could pass it on him by doing either Bia or Maimer or Get or Chalitza. So we're talking about first halacha that the cotton has certain kaiches. It's Benami. Or who done a small? Yes, like Get. A katan gives a get, it makes her apostle on the brothers. It has maimer. And Tosis explains that Shmuel and Rav Tachlifa are arguing. Rav Tachlifa holds only Yeshle maimer, but doesn't have a get. Tosis the Vasa V'chein explains, Oymeri, the man of Yeshle maimer have a get loy. The maimer odif, maimer is better, so mokim bia. Have a get, have a mechalitza. Or bia adifa mechalitza, to a bia meaning the psika lay, bay mechalitza 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 loy. He's saying Maimer is auto Bia, so and Bia is stronger by a cotton. That works by Mechilim Emesai. So therefore, Maimer works. But Get is auto Chalitza, since Chalitza alone is Shvach by a cotton, therefore, Get doesn't have effect. But what Shmuel argues was Get, Vekolshke, and Maimer. And the Gemara says, Taina Mehachi, talking in the Bryce, so like that, like Shmuel, Taina Mehachi, yes, so Get, yes, Maimer, Divrei Meir. Meir says, yes, Get and Maimer, that's the halacha. Pray to Gemara, Vesavar, Rameir, yes, so Get. But it's weird in Tosfos that the Rabbanu Agra may hold that there's no chalitza, and therefore there's no get either. That's that only bia. All it has is bia. That's all it has. Zok to Gemara, so Ramei yes like get. Does Ramei hold that a cotton has a get to make a apostle? But tayim to the brisa. Also bia spenteisha, a bia of a 9-year-old is like kemaimer by gadol. It's like a maimer of a gadol. That's what Tanakhama says. Rameya Oimer Osu Chalitza Bentesha, not only is a Bias Bentesha do something, a Chalitza Bentesha does something. Not like the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon Chalitza does not work. Osu Chalitza Bentesha could get begadol. Now, why is it get begadol? Misa, listen, Kegitoi. Let it say, like his get. If he has a get, let's say the Chalitza of a 9-year-old is like his own get. Even though the get is learned out of Chalitza, but still, we want to bring out that he has a get also. Say, Chalitza is like a get, they're both possible. I can say kasha rabbanon and say also bias bentesha kemaimer v'gadol say kemaimer aroy and chanami. You more could ask the kasha also. But come on, the kasha aramei l'chayr. What's going on here? Or who made the reshua isle vezuta. The reason why I didn't say kegita is because chalitza is actually better than his own get because his own get is not as good as a get of a gadol. Get of a gadol passes rabbanon, but his get passes a little less. And the chiddush is the chalitza of a 9-year-old is like a get of a gadol. What does it mean that a zutar? So Mark explains. Mil says that if one brother gives a get, the next brother gives a get, it doesn't have any effect. So hanimili, that's by gadol acha gadol katan acha katan, where it's the same thing. Av a gadol acha katan mahani, the get will work. A gadol acha katan. What's it a get to work? Could be the asa b'krayvim, whatever the reason is. Akaponim, there's a get acha get by a katan, because a katan's get is less than a gadol's get. And the Rabbanon, the Army, yes, get achaget, Rabbanon always hold get achaget. So that's Hanimil, the Godel, achagodel, the Kotan, achagotan. Where it's the same thing. I have a Kotan, achagodel, and Hani. A Kotan is schwacher than a Godel. So Ragamil, the Kotan, the schwachkeit is that's passed with have a get achar, his get. The Rabbanon, the hold, they always have a get achaget. The Chiddush is that after, that a Kotan can't do anything after a Godel's get, because Kotan gets less. So that's why it says, Keget, Chalitza is like a get of a Godel, because there is a get of a Kotan, but the get of a Kotan is less. And Dr. Rosh, the same thing was answered by Maimer also. Also, Bias Bentesha Maimer Gadol, because a Maimer of a Katan is less than a Maimer of a Gadol. So therefore, we're saying Bias Bentesha is like a Maimer of a Gadol. Like upon him, that's what comes out here. So at the end of the day, we come out that a B of a Bentes passes Tchila of Soif, and Betchila, Maimer passes, and it's a Machlaikis of Get passes, of Chalitza passes, Maimer definitely pasuk is autobia, but chalikus baget and chalitza for pasul is even betchila if it's a pasul. That's a shaylan. If a pasul only pasul betchila, not beside.